Moshe Nois Choftes says, Haser Mimcho, Mishenas Hakona Harotzus, Mishenas Bnei Adam. First step in the Ois, the person should not look to rely on Bnei Adam. So the Pasuk, he's phrasing it based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk refers to the act of relying on Bnei Adam. Is Mishenas Hakona Harotzus. So it's a cane, it's a stick. It's a stick which is breaking. So the person is walking and he had difficulty walking, so he has this cane to support him. The cane that he chose, the stick that he chose, is something which is going to crumple, it's going to crack and fall down to the ground. So that's what it means to rely, Mishenas Bnei Adam. Instead of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a source of strength, instead he looks at Bnei Adam as going to be, they're going to take care of it. Batznei Alecha Asim Berecho. Person should go b'tznius. Rav Chaim Friedlander in his Sifti Chaim Chelek Aleph, so they have over there a beautiful introduction called Derech Shel Aliyah. It's a liquid of different things that he wrote for himself over the years through Mechazik himself, and they show with basically the children called together from the different notes they found in his writings, etc., how you saw a person developed over the years. And different things, different Kabbalahs that he made, and you see how he worked on himself and different areas that he worked on. It's a beautiful, and they put their commentary in between, just explain, you know, to somehow flesh out the little notes they found. So they have one section over there about tznius. And that's in that section over there, he writes that tznius, you know, has four lines, and it's a four-line poem or four-line, you know, little piece of prose. It says, tznius hu akel. That's one of the lines he says. So tznius is a mita which gets a lot of misunderstanding. Tznius is something which belongs to women and has to do with hemlines and which is a total mistake. Tznius is a person who lives with a tremendous depth inside of himself, and they recognize that the more that they share that to the outside world, the more they're not going to have that beauty which is inside of them, because it's more valuable when you keep something hidden. And what's inside of themselves, says we say with David, about you, my heart says, I seek your face. About you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying, my heart says about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bakshu Fanoi, find my face. What's my face? So the Medrash says in this, it says, Bakshu Fanecha, Hayitzarach Loimer. It should have said, Bakshu Fanecha. What's Bakshu Fanoi? Mikan, Shaliban Shayazel, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael has a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to the point that we could honestly say that the lave of Klal Yisrael is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The depth we find inside ourselves is the godless, the relationship which we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is inside of ourselves. That's the only place you're going to find it. So we can say about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bak Shel Fanoi, I'm looking for my own face, because in my face is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Medrash says. The ability to have that awareness and have that feeling only comes when you're not busy focusing outwards. You're busy focusing outwards because you want to gain what the world has to give to you. You're busy focusing outwards, you want the recognition of the world. You're not focusing outwards and you're jealous what other people have. Hakina v'ataiva v'hakovid, the desire of the outside world, the kina, the jealousy of that you want what everything else is out there, and the kovid, your desire that people should recognize you. Mitzinas ha'odam min ha'olam, takes a person out of that world inside of themselves. So the Rosh puts the two points together. You want to be able to remove from yourself that understanding, the thought process, that don't rely on Bnei Adam, understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. You can only do it if you have tznius. A person who lives b'hatznei alecha im b'erecha. So what does it mean, hatznei alecha im b'erecha? Imagine a person takes upon himself a davar tov that they're going to do, that nobody should know about. One thing a day, once a day, they're going to do something nobody should know about. They're not going to talk about it. They're not going to do it in a visible way. Do it because they want to impress upon themselves the awareness that they're living with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a person is very careful to make sure each time he's doing that, he's being mechazik in himself that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu watching. And there's an awareness that we live in this world which it's not the sticks and the stones, but it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is real. There's something big, but it has to be something which is constant and something which and it's true that you're doing it because you're aware of the fact that you live with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ruchas Lasarno brings from a, I'm not sure what the Chazal is, he brings from a Chazal, he says, Vastei Alechas Imer Lekecha, the Pasuk says that Micha says, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from you? Kim Asos Mishpat, Vavas Chesem, Vastei Alechas Imer Lekecha. He says, Imcha Elokecha. He says, with you is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We live in a world which, if a person thinks about what's going on in the world, a person thinks deeply in what's going on in the world, there are three options. I've said this over for one of my chavrim. There are three options how to live with this world. Option number one is not to think. My chavrim refers to that's the ferret option. But the horse doesn't think. Goes through, all right, there's bombs going, it just goes. It's not having deep contemplation about what's going on. The second option is the meshuga option. If you really think about what's going on in the world, you can catch memory, you can go out of your mind. It's a pachanara. Just picture the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. So you have Hezbollah, in Lebanon, which is, according to the reports, is supposed to have 10 times as many rockets as Hamas. And they're also into they think this tunnel thing was a great idea, and they're also into building tunnels. And their rockets actually have longer range than Hamas's rockets. That's in Lebanon. They have Hamas, which is rearming and rebuilding the tunnels. Then you have this ISIS, which is busy going around, removing people's heads off their bodies, right? Which is like it's like a hop, skip, and a jump. And they love Israelis for breakfast. Like you picture the size of this whole thing is about the size of this room. Then you have because Kleisel has tremendous schusim, Baruch Hashem, we have Torah mitzvahs, so we have a government which is busy trying to remove the schusim of Torah mitzvahs. It's a pachaner. The person starts thinking about it, he should be able to sleep at night. That's the second option. The third option is you're about bitachin. The Yisrael of Bitochen is the first step of Bitochen is to make you aware that this world is not secure. We go through life, we're Americans, that life is very nice, the basic thing we're worried about, maybe there's going to be a major hurricane, somewhere, and we'll get an advance notice about it beforehand. We pretty much are the masters of our destiny, everything is wonderful, everything is fine. Lord, later pushes to get a major illness, but for the most part, we seem to feel very, very confident we are in control of our lives. The first step of Bitochen is to tell you, Lahadam. Rav Chaskel Levershin says a nusach. He says, a person comes to the Yom HaDin. He's not really scared. Why isn't he scared of Yom HaDin? He's not so much of a chayla v'raya. Ich bin der Muchzik. Kach Baruch Hu is the Moitzi. Much of a chayla v'raya. Rav says, you have a mistake. I'm the Muchzik and you're the Moitzi. Mehechat hezi that you're going to have chayim. And the person is going to give you chayim. So a person came to the simple Zisul with an esrog to look at. This is before Shoshana. So simple Zisul, the altar from Kalavakat, that this person, by him, Rosh Hashanah was in the bag, and he's ready to hold it by Sukkos. So he gave him his look, and he says, he asked him in Timur, he says, and how do you know you're going to live till Sukkos? There's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur coming. What are you doing about that? So the first step of Bitachon is, but what's the answer? So Rosh Hashanah Ben Gamliel and his Kesher Malchus says that we run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're scared. Where do you run? To him. Erech Mipanecho L'cho. I run from you to you. That's the only place you can run. The only true Bitachon is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we live in a world which is so outward focused, and there's so many different things and so many different guarantees, and we have insurance, we have insurance on top of insurance, insurance on top of, you know, I never realized that there's insurers for insurers till this whole crash. And you know, the super insurers were falling apart because they were insuring all the companies which were insuring everybody. There probably are insurers for insurers for insurers with somebody, but I don't know about them, you know. And there's medicines and there's doctors, and then all of a sudden goes wrong, and it's the doctor's fault. The doctor's fault. How can you do this to me? What do you mean you don't know? Really? Really the doctor was doing it the whole time? It's a bayarlam. So it later we shouldn't be in a situation where we have difficulty and then realize it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We want to try and get it there beforehand. So as a person goes through life, he says, you know, I'm gonna understand and put myself focus on the sources of Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Bereshit Mitzvah is a chesed. Once a year, he forces us to, at least once a year, he forces us to focus on that. So you come to Yom HaDin, and a person comes to Yom HaDin, and he's worried about what's going to be for himself, for his family, for his friends, whether it's Chayim or Mavis. Person has a need for a Shidduch. Person wants to have a child. Person needs health. Person needs Parnasa. There's a chaver having difficulty in learning. I'm having difficulty in learning. Somebody else having difficulty. I need siyata d'shmaya in my learning. This person going through a difficult time is having challenges in shalom bayis. Issue with his parents. There's so much to daven for. And Rosh Hashanah forces you to the process of davening is to bring home to you that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source. Rosh Hashanah Reb Chaim Stein Zichli Bracha address the following question. Are you allowed to cry and make personal bakashas on Rosh Hashanah? So it's brought down a halacha that you should not. You're not supposed to cry on Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to make personal bakashas on Rosh Hashanah. See, he said, that's for, you know, the princes who live in the palace, that's for the princes. For us commoners, says, what's the reason? Because you're supposed to focus on Malchus Hashem. Says, maybe for us, the best way to understand Malchus Hashem, which means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, maybe the best way for us to get that message is by understanding we have to come and beseech Him. Maybe that's the best way to get the message. The person has a picture, he stands there, the prince, he sees the king, he sees him, he has the awareness of the grandeur and the majesty of the king. So he focuses on the grandeur and the majesty of the king. Why are you asking your personal requests right now? The commoner, he's so vite, he doesn't understand anything about the king, the grandeur, the majesty of the king. He knows that the king gives him what he needs. That's how he knows the king. He says, maybe for us it's a good idea, we should do such a thing. So once a year we're forced to have that focus, that there's so much is in the balance, and it forces us to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source. And that should be, at the end of the day, that's our ma'oiz, that's our strength, that's our fortress. Is understanding that that's where you go for the, that's the source. When we wake up and realize that's the source, then we're safe. Because there's no safer place than being connected to the source. So Rosh says you need to do that, in your mind, practically, you have to understand that the doctor is not the solution, the insurance isn't the solution, your Rebbe isn't the solution, the person taking care of you isn't it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the solution. And you can do that by bringing home to yourself on a regular basis that you walk, you focus in on doing something because you understand the relationship you have with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you savor that, and it's sweet and it's special, and something you do just for the two of you. Imagine a couple, a husband and a wife. They do something special for the two of them. Nobody's business. They don't talk about it. It makes it more special because they share that special moment. We share that special moment with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first half of the Rosh Hashanah. We'll stop.